Amos Parakei, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Lochein, therefore, Ya'an Boshaschem Aldol. Because you so shamefully trampled down the poor. Boshaschem could be shame, like Busha. It is connected by Rashi to Boses, to trampling down the field. So you burden the poor, you rob the poor, you trample on the rights of the poor. And this is in a world in the ancient Near East where trampling the poor was a way of life for people like Paro, who regarded people, poor people, as pawns to build pyramids in. They don't regard the impoverished, the lowest classes, the untouchables, as being human. But Klal Yisrael is always warned to do otherwise. We're a very unique sort of faith, a unique sort of people. I read a beautiful piece by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks over Yom Kippur, where he describes how the Torah is the first place, the only place, where the idea of forgiveness exists. In ancient Greece, it wasn't forgiveness. It was sort of consequences and retribution and a very angry fate that happens to people. It's full of bitterness, and there's never a concept of forgiving. There's a concept of either getting revenge. There's a concept of either buying somebody off if you did something terrible to them. But Yosef HaTzadik is the first recorded instance where there's an idea that you can take somebody who did wrong to you and forgive them with all of your heart. We daven for this every Yom Kippur. It makes Yom Kippur special. So we are a very unique people with a very unique attitude towards the humanity of others. But when your society tramples on the poor, umasas bar tikhu mimenu, and you take his little tiny bit of bar, of wheat, from him, you take away what little he has. We're not talking about food stamps or entitlement programs. Just you take away what little he's got. David HaMelech heard the same mashal when he took a poor man with only one sheep, Uriah HaChiti, and took his only sheep from him. And the Navi gives David, the king, strong mussar over that. Again, different from every other nation around Klal Yisrael. Imagine if other nations, where they are persecuting and massacring hundreds of thousands of their own people, like Nigeria right now, where Christians are being put to death constantly, imagine if they heard the word genocide a little more often from the UN. Bate gazis ben nisam below seishvu sham. You have built houses of hewn stone, but you're not going to get to live in them. This is the flip side. So on the one hand, you're stealing from the poor. On the other hand, you build yourself a castle. Build yourself a mansion on Bedford Avenue. But the people of Malchus Yisrael are being warned they're never going to get to dwell in them. Imagine all that trouble and effort you put into decorating the house beautifully and you never get to live in it. Karmei chemed netatem. You have planted precious vineyards. Velo sishtu es yenam, but you're never going to drink their wine. And this is a twist on the tochacha, where you're going to plant vines, but you're never going to drink from them. You're going to plant trees, but you're never going to collect their olives. You're going to raise children, but you're never going to benefit from them. So this is the tochacha being repurposed here from Malchus Yisrael. They may not be following Malchus Beis David, but they are Jews, and they share that same heritage of the tochacha way back when. Yudbeis ki yodati rabim pisheichem, because I know that you have many, many pishaim, many transgressions, va'atsumim chatoseichem, and your sins are mighty. And that is not what you want to be, to have gvura in. You don't want to be atsum in your sins. You want to be mighty as a good person. But these kinds of mighty sins are not erasable sins. They've taken root very deeply, says Dr. Hirsch. They oppose every attempt at bettering yourself. Sorerei tzadik, lo kei chofer. You oppress the just, the righteous, and you take ransom. You take kofer, you take ransom for that. What do we know about Hamas taking hostages and demanding ransom for them that can never even be paid? Jews are doing this. Ve'evyonim b'sha'ar hi tu. And this is the terrible, these last three words are a terrible indictment. And you turn aside the needy in the gate. So you are seeking out your own comfort and your own pleasure, and your own reward. But the needy you turn away at the gate. You don't want to give tzedakah. And you took away what little they already had. Dr. Hirsch translates it as they have pushed the poor completely aside in public life. One thing about Jewish communities is we take care of our own. Except when you stop doing that, then you're not being quite so Jewish. Lachain hamaskil. Therefore, and it's funny that the Haskalah abused this word, the Enlightenment, so-called. The anti-religious forces of Germany and parts of Europe called themselves Haskalah. Haskalah, in this case, means wise or prudent or full of seichel. But the wise person, the truly wise person, Lochein hamaskil bo esahi yidom, he's going to keep silent at that moment. Because speaking up would endanger himself. And nobody's listening. It's understandable. Keep silent when the evil comes. But Rashi says doesn't mean keep silent against evil, because the Nevi'im are doing exactly that. What he's saying is keep silent in the sense that you don't criticize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice. Because it's the bad people who criticize HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every turn. Don't criticize Hashem, ki eis ra'ahi. It's a time of evil. It would seem to be easy to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's unjust what you're doing to us. Don't do that. We have a saying, Baruch Dayan HaMS, even at the worst of times. Even after a Holocaust, we have to struggle to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind by this. It would be very easy to lose your faith. Elie Wiesel talks about this a lot. He almost tried to lose his faith, but he couldn't. That's a sign of this attitude in Amos. Yadala dirshu tova ve'al ra l'man tichyu. Seek out good. Don't seek out evil in order that you shall live. V'hichein Hashem Elokei Tzevakos itchem kasher amartem. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lord of hosts, will be with you, as you said in your own heart. Tezvav sinu ra ve'avu tov. Hate evil. Love good. Not make your peace with evil, not make a deal with them, not let it exist. It's a different branch of Judaism. As one Rebbe of mine used to say, to be on the same tree, you have to be on the same tree in order to be a branch. And there are certain branches of Judaism. Jewish Voice for Peace? Sinura, Be'avu Tov, Batzigu Vashar Mishpat. Establish justice in the gate, that same gate where you used to turn away the needy so badly. Make sure that there is justice. Ulai yechanan Hashem Elokei Tzevakos she'eris Yosef. Perhaps HaKadosh Baruch will be gracious to the remnant of Yosef. You sinned against him terribly. But maybe Hashem will be gracious to you if you do at least a few of the right things. Why Yosef? So Rashi says, because Yosef sustained all of Klal Yisrael back in Mitzrayim. When we were first brought there, it was Yosef who was providing for all of us. Rachel was barren. She was akara, but at the same time, the Medrash says she was akar. She was the mainstay of the household. She was the root. She was the basis of the household. And Ephraim, Haben, Yakir Li Ephraim, we're all called this. We're all part of this. So Rachel, Yosef, Ephraim, all of them are a core of Klal Yisrael, even as the 10 tribes are gone, and only Malchus Yehuda remains.